2019 PSEU Member Forum in Austin, Texas, and I am with Mr. Sean Smith from Smith Financial Consulting. Sean, how are you, sir?
Doing great.
Good.
Doing great. Thanks
good.
For having me.
You're welcome. I just found out that you probably live like all of maybe 10 minutes from me, if that.
We are neighbors.
In San Diego.
We are neighbors.
Like, are you kidding me? We had to go all the way to Austin to find that out?
Yep, 2-hour flight. Just
goodness. Wow. Good to have a fellow San Diegan in the house, so good stuff here.
Excellent.
So how's the conference going for you so far?
Conference Anything? Is going great. It's good. I think it's great to be able to, the PSEU's done a great job of reaching out to myself and other consultants. They got us together in a session yesterday, which is fantastic for us to really kind of hear what's going on, what's coming down the pipeline, and we can pass that on to our clients and really better understand kind of where the organization is going, and even maybe more so, I think probably more importantly, understand the direction and the mindset of the senior team. Because, you know, PSEU, co-op, all these, you know, they're just people. And so you need to understand how those people think and mm-hmm. where they want to go with things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that'll really teach you a lot. So we got a chance to meet with a lot of the executives of PSEU yesterday. Had a great time, learned a lot, continue to have a great time. There's great speakers here, so it's so far going great.
Right on. Any highlights besides the session you had yesterday with the execs?
Layla Ali was great.
Oh, I heard, yeah.
She was fantastic.
She was awesome.
Yeah, I saw her down in the lobby, and she's a tall girl. Yeah. She had those big heels on, and I'm 6'5". She was kind of right there with me. Yeah, she was really impressive. She's, just a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Really good stuff.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. It's because, I mean, I think the term limitless or limits
mm-hmm.
is not in her vocabulary.
Not
There's no limits on that girl.
Not
she
at all. Not,
well, I, goes I, for everything 100%.
I heard a story that she said this is the mindset you have to have of a fighter. She said, you put my mother in a ring, I'm going to knock her out. And it's like, whoa, that's
okay.
You've taken it to that level.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to at that level, you know, where she was. So
definitely.
Cool stuff. All right, let's not knock anybody out, but let's talk mergers. How about that?
Wow.
So, but before we talk mergers, give us a quick 411 on Smith Consulting as I drop my pen.
As you drop me, hey, no problem. No, that's a fair question. Certainly, we don't have maybe the marketing budget we'd love to have. So if you haven't heard of us, I don't take it personal.
Now you have.
Now you have. Hey, we've actually been in business now over 8 years. We're in our ninth year.
Oh, congratulations!
And thank you. And that was there's a statistic of small businesses 50% of them fail in the first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that 5 year mark was a big deal.
That was a big deal.
And now we're getting close to 10. So
even bigger deal.
Things are going. Like, we're doing something right.
Good.
I don't know what it is, but we're doing something right.
Well, whatever it is, keep doing it.
Exactly.
All right?
Exactly. we're gonna keep doing whatever that is. We've got clients up and down the coast, up to Seattle, the West Coast, and then out as far east as East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We really kind of try to stay in our lane. There's a lot of other larger groups out there. I understand that. That's you know, we're much smaller than there.
Mm-hmm.
But we focus on card processing evaluations. We focus on PIN POS network evaluations,
mm-hmm.
and brand evaluations with Visa and MasterCard.
Okay.
And really just try to stay in our lane there, know what we're good at. We'll get requests to do other things outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there are things we can do, but really most of the time I think it's best that you just focus on your core competency.
Oh, I agree.
And that's, I think, probably part of what's, you know, the little secret sauce that's kept us going.
Indeed. Well, it sounds like you're doing something right, for sure. Hey, in regards to mergers, there's a lot of that going on these days, obviously,
yes.
in the last few years as well. What advice are you going to, what advice do you give credit unions right now with the merger environment we're in?
There's a lot going on. So just in the last 6 months, I don't think, I've been around this industry for nearly 20 years. I don't think in any period of 6 months have we ever seen that the massive developments that we've seen just in these last 6 months, it's jarring.
Mm-hmm.
I think anytime there's change, people get a little concerned. We hear it from our clients, we hear it from people who are in evaluations currently looking at different vendors, and all of a sudden the ground underneath their feet, just, you know, they're like, oh my gosh, you know, what's going on here? Should we just pump the brakes on everything?
And yeah.
What we're really seeing here is the entire industry is kind of, in my opinion, an industry being PIN POS networks, card processing, and we'll keep it specific to credit unions.
Yeah.
It's basically held by three companies right now. And we've got FIS, we've got Fiserv, and we've got Visa.
Mm-hmm.
you've got other folks too. You've got the co-ops and the PSCUs. You've got Member Access Processing, Jack Henry. Mm-hmm. But all those guys are highly dependent on those three organizations. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of calling the shots. So we're seeing that the industry has shrunk. That for sure has occurred.
But on the vendor side and the credit union side.
Yeah.
So
definitely. And we've seen the credit union side for many, many years. But it's occurring on the vendor side as well. We just have to be careful about how excited we get about this, because what occurs in its final packaging, we don't really know. Everybody's guessing. Everybody wants to figure that out, but we don't know. The Department of Justice has to make a decision on if these mergers go together the way they've been proposed, and if there's any pieces to shave off. There could be a lot of other fireworks that occur. As we figure those things out. But we've got four PIN POS networks that are now merged into two companies. So we see less options there. We're very likely gonna see some consolidation on the card processing side as well. So there's less options. I think it's more difficult now than ever for a credit union to really understand the landscape and where they should go. So I think it's important that they reach out to folks like myself other consultants to really understand the landscape and make some good decisions. Sometimes the decision is just to hold on. But one more thing about that too. The other thing we really do know is all of these mergers have been done for, they'll use words like synergies, run rate reductions. Mm-hmm. They want to cut their expenses. Mm-hmm. And so there's an unfortunate side of that people will be displaced. However, I think for credit unions, I would be looking at potential talent that is very knowledgeable.
Oh, good point.
And looking, recruit that talent for themselves.
Yeah.
You have to look for the opportunities. You have to look for the positive mm-hmm. side. So I think mm-hmm. that's something we'll see probably over the course of the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, because there is a dearth of talent out there because of the unemployment rate right now, which is great for if you're somebody out there looking for a job, or you mm-hmm. you're in the driver's seat a little bit. But if you're a company looking for top talent, it's a little bit challenging right now. So, I totally see what you're getting at here. There's an opportunity if this stuff does shake out like that.
I think so. I think so. It doesn't seem that there's any other way for. I think it was Fiserv that said they were going to cut about $900 million off the expense side. FIS, I think, said something in the neighborhood of $600 million. You do that through, unfortunately.
They're cutting that $600 million?
$600 and $900, mm-hmm. and there was even some similar numbers for the,
that's significant.
The Elan merger.
Yeah.
I think that those were $300 or $400 million. So you put it all together, that's a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
And again, it's unfortunate. And on the vendor side, there will be less opportunities. But again,
on the credit union side opens the door.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. All right. There's a silver lining to some gray clouds out there. All right. For credit unions looking for help in this area, what should they be looking for in a consultant? So that's a pretty important one right now.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think it always has been. Find a consultant that matches up with your corporate culture. Find one that will be an extension of your staff that will also represent your credit union the way you want them to represent it. Some of us are pretty aggressive. Some of us are a little more soft-spoken. Make sure you find that right tone. Make sure you find someone who's experienced.
That helps.
This kind of goes with what we were talking about a second ago, but every time there's these big, large layoffs, I like to tell people, tons of little consultants are born.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're like little stars that just kind of poof, poof, poof.
You're like the ultimate optimist. I like this.
Well, it's not great for me. That's competition. But that's great. And they have great information, and they can help people. And I started out, brand new at 1.2. But I think for certain projects, make sure that the qualifications of the consultant match up with the project. And make sure they've got experience. Make sure to check their references, just like you would with anything else.
Okay, right.
But not all consultants will turn away projects. I try to stay in my lane. Make sure that you get somebody who really specializes in what you need. I think that's what you really need to be. There's one other piece, I guess. What the heck? Let's go there.
Sure.
How are you going to pay this consultant? they do it in different ways.
Okay.
Some folks will go out there and do hourly fees. That's fine. Personally, I'm not great with that.
Or a retainer?
You can do retainer as well. I think the polar opposite to either a retainer or monthly fees or hourly fees is paid on performance. So that's actually that's the method that I like.
Okay.
So I'll work a project for 3, 4, 5, 6 months. We don't get anything. But this is the thing. We agree upon what is the performance based, I don't know, a bonus, if you will, but it's not really a bonus, it's the only thing we get.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, do you perform or do you not perform?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in getting paid unless I perform.
I agree. I totally agree.
Yes. You've got to bring value.
That's a salesperson, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't get paid, you know, unless you sell.
Yeah.
So you don't get that commission.
Exactly.
So you sign on the dotted line.
So you know, when you're looking for a consultant, make sure they have that right kind of culture to match up with what you want to do as an extension of your organization. But mm-hmm. also make sure that the way you're compensating them lines up and works out to the goals you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it is, if I'm trying to save a client as much money as possible because it also happens to help me, I'm just a little more motivated.
Oh, of course.
And if it was an hourly fee, I feel like that's almost a blank check. So, just the way I see it.
Yep, I agree. And there's a lot of people that do pay on performance, so I think it's a good move.
Yeah, and
there's some incentive on both sides.
Sometimes people like the hourly fee piece, and we can talk about that.
Yeah.
But
some people like the retainer because it's, you know, it's this one stop.
Yeah.
Or one amount each month that they know.
Which
so
is
they
great.
Can budget for it.
Which
so,
is great when you don't have a lot of work, but when you have a ton of work.
Not so good. Yeah, pluses and minuses. So what sets you guys apart? Speaking of all this stuff,
yeah.
What sets you guys apart in this area?
Well, I guess it goes back kind of full circle to where we started. Why have we been around for now in our ninth year? There's a lot of people out there that are very talented, very knowledgeable. They bring a lot to each engagement. We like to hope we are the same. But I think specific to what we really focus on is we want to fight for the credit union's interest alone. There's a lot of people out here who have relationships, personal and business, with vendors across the board. It can be hard to push those relationships to the side and really focus on what does my client need? What are their goals? And so I think it's important to just really scrub out any of the noise and focus on your client's interest alone, fight for their interest alone. We take it so far that we literally have a clause in our contract that says we will not accept compensation from of any kind. I can't even accept a lunch from any vendor involved. So it's just a commitment to the client so they understand that we are working for them alone.
Right.
I think that's important. But you know, like I said, it's been going 9 years. We've had a lot of fun, a lot of great clients. I hope for a lot more. We'll just keep trucking along.
Right on. Well, you're doing something right for sure. All right, Sean.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate the time.
Thank
well
you.
Done.